The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, the organization has a mission, which is to help make streets safer for all who walk, cycle, play, drive, and ride. They are called Keep Kids Alive Drive 25. And their founder and executive director is Tom Everson. Tom, thanks so much for joining me today.
Well, you're welcome, Mike. It's always good to have a conversation.
Now, how is the organization Keep Kids Alive Drive 25 making streets safer for everybody who participates on a street through however they do their participation?
Well, you know, it's through local organizing mostly, you know, because it's really incumbent upon us within our own neighborhoods to focus on how are we behaving on and along roadways to keep everyone safe. So are we observing stop signs? Are we going the speed limit or slower, especially when we notice kids playing or, you know, people out pushing strollers or just taking a walk or walking the dog? But also, just to give a more recent example, this spring we've been working with students in the visual and performing arts program at Omaha South who have been creating art from scratch, you know, to help promote safe driving messages in the area in and around South High School. And we're really looking forward to that moving out further into the community as that project develops. To me, it's really about community engagement and realizing that we all have a role to play in helping to make streets safe. Two of the questions I always like to ask people, in fact, I just did it this morning with a group that I presented to, was have them take their cell phones out and open up to their photos and find somebody who loves them and who they love, because it answers the question, who do you love, who loves you? If we won't commit to practicing safe driving behaviors, being motivated by the people who we care about and care about most, I'm not sure that I have a greater motivator in mind, you know, to get us to move that behavioral needle toward the positive.
You started this organization in 1998, and since then, the Metropolitan Area Planning Agency also has an initiative that they're working on as we speak to take traffic fatalities down to zero by the year 2040. And so over the many years from 1998 to now, are you seeing much more of a commitment from government entities and organizations to help create a more safe environment on the roads?
Oh, certainly. You know, there's much more engagement from governmental agencies and others in focusing in on traffic safety. I think the challenge remains is to actually engage the community in the effort. You know, that it's not something that's being done to us, for us, or at us, but that we're engaged with those agencies. You know, because what MAPA is working on is all part of the Vision Zero commitment that the city of Omaha has made to look at, well, what do we need to do to reduce traffic deaths to zero? Because it's the only acceptable number. None of us would say that one of our family members is expendable. And so, you know, given that, why should we think that somebody in another family is expendable? So, yes, there is much more engagement, but there's much more work to be done as well.
On Saturday, June 6th, from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Scott Catholic High School, you have the Live Forward 5K Run Walk. Can you talk about this event?
Sure. This is our 15th year, and we are grateful to Scott for hosting us every year because no money changes hands. that's kind of nice. Well, when you have parking and a press box and a concession stand and bathrooms and a track that's right next to the West Papio Trail so that you can run the whole event without having to cross a street, that's a pretty nice environment to be able to do this in. But what the Live Forward 5K is all about is honoring and remembering loved ones who've died in traffic incidents. And so families, they form teams in honor of their loved ones and run or walk in their honor. And then we've got some pretty special things that'll be happening as well. members of the show choir at Millard West will be singing at the event. They'll be singing our signature song that was written back in 2015 called Love Is Here to Stay. And they're engaged with us, you know, sadly, because one of their members, Ellie Cole, died in a crash last April 21st of 2025 when she was hit by a red light runner near the Millard West campus as she was leaving. And so, you know, they're gathering to honor her, and they have a team that's set up. It's called Live Like Ellie, and families that set up teams. But it's a chance to honor and celebrate the love and life of those victims of traffic incidents.
The website is keepkidsalivedrive25.org for information not only about this event on Saturday, June 6th, but also about the organization itself and how you can take action. He is the founder and executive director of Keep Kids Alive Drive 25. His name is Tom Everson. And Tom, congratulations on the event, and thank you so much for reminding all of us to take just a moment to be safe.
Thank you, Mike. I always appreciate talking.